Not going to make Holly Walker sing. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Your book, in fact, is Tranquility and Ruin, and it's by Daniel McLachlan.
That's right. So listeners might be familiar with Daniel from his two previous comic noir novels, or maybe from his essays on the spin-off, Political Commentary. This book was part of his output of his MA in creative writing a couple of years ago, and it consists of four essays exploring really some of the biggest questions that human beings have ever grappled with. Things like, what is consciousness? What makes us human? How do we live a good life? You know, what is the function of religion? So just your basic, everyday, casual questions he's tackling here. And, you know, readers of Daniel's work will know he's got a really fierce, probing, analytical mind, and he's brought that to bear and brought that really inquisitive, rational approach to these unknowable questions. And the results are these four essays. Really very readable, quite mind-bending education, really, in meditation, effective altruism, Buddhism, philosophy, you name it.
So the subject of the four, more specifically?
Yeah, they follow quite a pleasing sequence. He's obviously thought about putting them together in a way that takes us on a bit of a journey with him. So it starts a few years ago when he was sleep deprived. He was experiencing depression and anxiety, and actually had an experience of auditory hallucination when he was suffering from insomnia. So obviously quite an alarming experience. And off the back of that, he decided to take up meditation, almost despite his better judgment. He didn't really believe in it as such, but he was looking for something to help, and it worked. So he started asking, well, why does this thing work? What is meditation? What is it doing to my brain? And why is it helping improve my mood? And so the first two essays really track that inquiry into that practice of meditation from a rationalist rather than a spiritualist standpoint. And he goes quite deep and has experienced some quite profound sort of insights in that meditation. And the third essay is about a movement called effective altruism. So this is a movement that's founded on the principles espoused by the controversial philosopher Peter Singer. And Singer basically says, you know, if a child was drowning in front of us, we would step in and save that child because it's the right thing to do. And yet there are millions of children dying all around the world, and we in the West, with our relative wealth and privilege, are not doing anything about that. And the effective altruism movement really looks at what can we do with our relative privilege to try and do the maximal good in the world?
Do the most you can do.
That's right, not just to make ourselves feel better about what's in front of us, but actually what is going to achieve the most good and change in the world. So in the third essay, Daniel goes to a retreat of effective altruists, who are quite interesting people, and kind of charts that movement. I kind of wish that one had looked a bit into the controversy around Singer's comments about people with disabilities. I know Daniel has written about that elsewhere, but he didn't touch it in this essay, which I would have liked him to, because I think that's an interesting element and quite a challenging element of basing a movement off Singer's principles. But that's the third essay. And then the last one is about a stay that Daniel had in a Buddhist monastery, and kind of off the back of that question from the effective altruist about how do we do the most good in the world, how do we live a good life in a secular society, he's sort of looking at what is the function of organised religion, and how can he, as someone who's not a spiritual or religious person, take some of the lessons out of a spiritual life to lead a good life.
Were there things missing or elements you felt weren't fully fleshed?
I mean, apart from that thing about Peter Singer's, you know, controversial comments about disability, really no. I think Daniel's one of the most, deepest and sharpest thinkers that we have working in Aotearoa today, and he's really brought that incisive approach to these big questions, but also showing us a lot of himself, his humanity.
It sounds very personal.
It is.
A lot of this is about his own personal experimentation's not the right word, but search for solutions.
That's right. And I think one of the words, the key words he had in mind as he was writing it, was uncertainty. Mm. So in this world that we're living in, it's so easy to become entrenched in our strongly held opinions about, you know, politics or religion or what is the best way to live, and people, you know, go to war over these things. He's really sitting with that question of doubt. I don't know. I'm a fallible human. He talks about his own foibles, anxieties, doubts, but still a real commitment to explore those questions in a thoughtful way.
I do think it's one of the things about uncertainty, which is the central reality of the human existence. But we know so much more and we have so much more incoming about things we can't have certainty about that we're almost more overwhelmed. So, you know, if you're living and the plague's about to hit and you don't know the plague's about to hit and when it does hit, you don't know till it comes to your village, whereas we have all these existential threats pouring over us. But it, as I said, back to it, it sounds like a very personal journey on which he has thoughtfully written.
Yes, it's really readable, but also hugely intellectual. I felt like I'd done a 300-level course in metaphysics at the end of it. So highly recommended.
Thank you, Holly. The book is Tranquility and Ruin by Daniel McLaughlin. It's published by Victoria University Press. $30 the price.